Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, is that you, Loretta?
Good evening, yes it is.
How do I sound? Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. I hear you loud and clear.
Okay.
Anyone else on the line?
We have Auntie Betty.
Good evening, Auntie Betty.
Good evening.
Sister Shirley.
Good evening.
Good evening. Yes. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. We have Mom and Pop.
Yes.
Hello. I'm going to go ahead and start reading Exodus as others join. We're at Exodus 12, verse 23. During that night, the Lord will go through the country of Egypt and kill the firstborn son in every Egyptian family. Before I continue, can you guys hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay, great. He will see where you have put blood, and he will not come into your house. His angel that brings death will pass over and not kill your firstborn son. After you have entered the country promised to you by the Lord, you and your children must continue to celebrate Passover each year. Your children will ask you, "What are we celebrating?" And you will answer, "The Passover animal is killed to honor the Lord. We do these things because on that night long ago, the Lord passed over the homes of our people in Egypt. He killed the firstborn sons of the Egyptians, but he saved our children from death." After Moses finished speaking, the people of Israel knelt down and worshiped the Lord. Then they left and did what Moses and Aaron had told him to do. At midnight, the Lord killed the firstborn son of every Egyptian family, from the son of the king to the son of every prisoner in jail. He also killed the firstborn male of every animal that belonged to the Egyptians. That night, the king, his officials, and everyone else in Egypt got up and started crying bitterly. In every Egyptian home, someone was dead. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, we didn't have any new callers. So we would go along with our program. I will turn it over to Loretta to do the opening prayer.
Okay. Oh, do a roll call. Do a final roll call. Make sure I have everyone's name.
Okay, we have Auntie Betty. We have Sister Shirley, we have Mom and Pops, and Angela and Loretta.
Oh, I thought you said Auntie Marie. No.
No.
Okay. No. All right. Okay. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
For this is the day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
Amen.
No. New college.
service tonight is an open session, and I pray that you all brought some good news to share. If not, just say pass. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you for the love you show us daily. We will give you honor and praise your name, for this is the season that songs. For this is the season that we sing songs that has Emmanuel in it, which means God is with us. And we thank you, Lord, for your presence. Thank you for your Son, our Lord and Savior. For God, we ask that you remove any and all evil spirit away from our prayer service tonight. For we know that God loves us, and anyone who lives in love is living with God, and God is living in him. Father God, we ask that you continue to bless the ones that are here and the ones that could not be with us tonight. Continue to bless America and other nations. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We want another one. Is that Ms. Auntie Marie?
Yeah.
Welcome.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you for that, Loretta. And as she stated, we're going to do round table. So I'm going to go ahead and start with Mother.
Okay. I will be reading a passage from Matthew 28:16-20. The Greatest Commission. The conclusion chapter of Matthew Gospel records two final words or commissions spoken by Jesus after his resurrection. He gives the first command to the two women who discover the empty tomb. Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brother to go to Galilee. There they will see me. It is an invitation to take courage in proclaiming that Christ is alive and waiting to commune with those who will seek him. The second word, known as the Great Commission, authorized the 11 to make disciples, baptize, and teach. A definite display of statement of God's power accompanied both commissions, the commission of the women being with an earthquake, the appearance of an angel, and the removal of the stone from the door of the tomb. Jesus' subsequent commission to the 11 flowed out of his declaration that he process universes power. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go. In both cases, the exercise of his supernatural authority is accomplished by a comfort word of assurance. Don't be afraid. Surely, I am with you. Two special words of commission directly follows of Jesus Christ. The first is go, which signifies that true disciple is a dynamic existence characteristic. By energetic invitation, the second is tell. Jesus' father must tell people how to meet Jesus, and then how to develop a ministry of inviting people all over the world to experience repentance, forgiveness, and discipleship. Jesus' promise of his abiding presence extended to each new generation to commission disciples. I am with you always. To walk with you, to work with you, to encourage and build you bless you each other in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for the answer. All right. Thank you very much. We will move on to Loretta. Would you like to go next?
Sure. I will also come out of Matthew. Matthew 1, let's see, I'll pick up on 18. And these are the facts concerning the birth of Jesus Christ. His mother, Mary, was engaged to be married to Joseph. But while she was still a virgin, she became pregnant by the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her fiancé, being a man of stern principle, decided to break the engagement, but to do it quietly, as he didn't want to publicly disgrace her. As he lay awake considering this, he fell into a dream and saw an angel standing beside him. "Joseph, son of David," the angel said, "don't hesitate to take Mary as your wife, for the child within her has been conceived by the Holy Spirit, and she will have a son, and you shall name him Jesus," meaning Savior. "For he will save his people from their sin. This will fulfill God's message through his prophet." When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel commanded and brought Mary home to be his wife. But she remained a virgin until her son was born, and Joseph named him Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Loretta. Sister Shirley, would you like to go next?
Yes. I will be reading from our Daily Bread Reflection, just a paragraph. "Christmas reminds us that we can put our hope in a sure thing, the love of God, demonstrated so beautifully on that wonderful day when he came forth into our world as a babe. Because of our despair, hopelessness, and helplessness, he left his throne in heaven. This is the good news that will bring great joy to all people. This is the Christmas we can all celebrate with or without family, friends, or familiarity. The spirit of Christmas goes beyond trees, decorations, songs, and presents to speak to our true condition, and to this we can honestly say, Merry Christmas." Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that, Sister Shirley. Auntie Beth?
Yes, I'm going to read from the Workers, coming out of Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 to 19. Jesus' great command, telling other of God's love. Jane Rowe and Howard E. Smith shared this time together in a song saying, "I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deep, things were thin, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. From the water lifted me. Now safe am I. Love lifted me. Love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me." These words inform one of God's greatest love for his people. The hymn suggests that sometimes your life might feel like you have sinned so much that you can't see your way out. Perhaps lies has been told. Ugly thoughts has been entertained about someone. You have wished or tried to harm someone, physical or social. You have wished ill will against a person. You have hated someone or yourself. Prayer to God doesn't help. because you have done somebody wrong. At least you feel that way. Prayer to God does not go unnoticed, but he answers in his own time and in his own way. Jesus will help you and bring you peace. Jesus is with you, and he will lift you when you fall down. But we get up because a Christian is just a sinner who fell down but got back up again. Even when we try to do good, sin gets in the way, and we can try to do right till we succeed. Each day, challenges come our way, but it is how we handle the situation that lifts up us and help us to grow in Christ and in his word. We can do it. What can we do? We can tell others about God's love. Very simple. Tell the people that God, what God has done for you. But mainly tell them to never give up. God can bring you through sickness, car accident, disease, financial low, loveless life, broken home, loss of loved ones, runaway parents and children, abuse, sex, sexual, physical, emotional, spiritual, and emotional abuse. Whatever you have to go through, believe that you will get through it with God's help. Love lifted me. Love lifted you. God's love will lift you up and keep you from falling. Believe it. Try it. Tell someone. Go tell it to the mountain that Jesus can do all things. Trust him. He won't let you down. I command you to trust Jesus. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Thank you for that, Auntie Betty. I will go next. I'm reading out of Psalms 139. The Lord is always near. You have looked deep into my heart, Lord, and you know all about me. You know when I am resting or when I am working. And from heaven, you discover my thoughts. You notice everything I do and everywhere I go. Before I even speak a word, you know what I will say. And with your powerful arm, you protect me from every side. I can't understand all of this. Such wonderful knowledge is far above me. Where could I go to escape from your spirit or from your sight? If I were to climb up to the highest heaven, you would be there. If I were to dig down to the world of the dead, you would also be there. Suppose I had wings like the dawning day, and can you guys hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Get the background. Okay. Okay. Suppose I had wings like the dawning day and flew across the ocean. Even then, your powerful arm would guide and protect me. Or suppose I said, I hide in the dark until night comes to cover me over. But you see in the dark, because daylight and dark are all the same to you. You are the one who put me together inside my mother's body, and I praise you because of the wonderful way you created me. Everything you do is marvelous. Of this, I have no doubt. Nothing about me is hidden from you. I was secretly woven together deep in the earth below, but with your own eyes, you saw my body being formed. Even before I was born, you had written in your book everything I would do. Your thoughts are far beyond my understanding, much more than I could ever imagine. I tried to count your thoughts, but they outnumber the grain, sand on the beach. And when I awake, I will find you nearby. How I wish you How I wish that you heal all cruel and heartless people and protect me from them. They are always rebelling, speaking evil of you. You know, I hate anyone who hates you, Lord, and refuses to obey. They are my enemy, too, and I truly hate them. Look deep into my heart, God, and find out everything I am thinking. Don't let me follow evil ways, but lead me in the way that time has proven true. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Oh, boy. Auntie Marie, is there anything you would like to share?
Yes, I think so.
Oh, good.
I will be reading from Psalm 34, chapter, and starting at the first verse. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continue be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall fear, therefore, and be glad. O manifest the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. They looked into him and were lighted, and their face was not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his trouble. The angels of the Lord encamp all around about them that fear him and deliver them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusted in him. O fear the Lord, ye his saints. But there is no want to them that fears him. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Thank you for that, Auntie V. Awesome. Okay, Pop, would you like to share anything this evening?
Yes.
All right.
My subject will be Believing in Miracle. My subtopic, The Cultivated Power, defined in Matthew 14:22-27. And can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
To set the stage for the revelation and awesome experience that was about to take place, Jesus instructed his disciples to get into a boat and go to the other side of the sea. It was after the feeding of the 5,000 that the people were dismissed by Jesus. In his action, Jesus set the example of a pre-miracle preparation. He went up on a mountainside to pray. If we really want to experience an awesome experience with God, we should take some quiet time to pray. This is how we cultivate the power of God. Jesus did this, and so should we. While Jesus was praying, a stone developed in the middle of the sea. It was a stone with pounding waves and raging winds. In the middle of the night, Jesus came walking on the sea. Notice the fact that the stone was still raging. The Bible says that the disciples saw him walking on the lake. This means that men other than Peter witnessed Jesus walking on the wet water in the midst of the storm. As it is often true, with unexpected and unexplained expense. The disciples were afraid. Jesus, like only he could do, reassured his disciples and told them not only be unafraid, but also to be a good cheer. In the midst of fear and danger, Jesus basically tells believers to relax and be happy or to rejoice, for he is there with us. Amen.
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 Amen. Okay, thank you for that, Pop. All righty. I believe we're turning over to Loretta for the sick and shut-in.
Amen. Amen. Okay, if everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut-in, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we enter into your gates with thanksgiving in our hearts. We enter into your courts with praises. Father God, we thank you for the healing that you are performing right now in Daddy Verna, Auntie Betty, Auntie Marie, Janet Williams, Tony, Uncle Oliver, Uncle Dave, Uncle Cham, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Brian, Eddie Tipman, Rochelle Bessler, Michael and Denise Moody, the Moody family, Charles and Val, the Norris family, Angela Burns, DeMarcus, Vicki Hussman, Cheryl, LaTanya, Mary Ann, Mary Lowe, Erlene, Jessica Smith, Valerie Crockett, Monique, Lenny, and Rachel and family, Carlos and the Wells family, Kevin, Malachi, Tally, the Rossiter family, Sedaria, Miss Warden family, and anyone else that we are not aware of but stand in the need of a prayer, Father God, we call upon Jehovah Rapha for complete healing in our family, friends, and loved ones. We ask that you to manifest in our presence. Heavenly Father, we ask that you apply the blood of Jesus over each and every one that we have prayed for today. For there is power in the blood. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that, Loretta. Okay, we will move on to celebrate or recognize our birthday from December the 28th through January 3rd. Did I get that right?
Amen. Amen.
Any birthdays this week?
Freda. Oh. Freda Williams, the 29th.
That's Freda. Right. I finished.
Okay. Any others? Okay. Well, I'll go ahead and sing happy birthday to Freddie.
Okay.
And happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Freddie. Happy birthday to you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Happy birthday. Many, many more.
Yeah.
Amen.
How old is Freddy?
58.
Oh. And that's Carol. Oh, yeah.
57. Hey, Betty.
No, that was. Wasn't that little Carol talking?
Who? Okay, ain't that?
Yeah.
How old is Freddie today? Or tomorrow?
Thankfully, it will be
59. So he's going 55, and 5 from 14 is 9. Yeah, 59. Yeah, 59. Uh-huh. So he's going 55,
and 5 from 14 is 9. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. 59. Oh, my. Congrats. Oh, my.
Right.
All righty. Well, let him know we wish him a happy birthday on tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah.
Amen. Okay. We'll do our next round table. If you want to share a testimony or a poem or you would like to sing, whichever you like, if you just want to pass, I would like to start with Sister Shirley.
I pass.
All righty. Loretta?
Yes. I will come out of the Daily Bread, and the title is Crowned It With Glory. And it goes on to say, what is man that you are mindful of him? The reading is out of Psalms 8 and 4. In the immense reaching of our universe, Earth is just a minuscule speck. On this seemingly insignificant pebble, in the ocean of galaxy, object lives more than 7 billion people. If this make you feel insignificant, God has some good news. Tucked into one of David's Psalms is a prehistoric question that can allow you to step out into the night air, look up at the sky, and rejoice. Psalms 8, 3, and 5 tells us that we are superstars. The work of your fingers. What is man that you are mindful of him? Mm-hmm. You have crowned him with glory and honor. Mm-hmm. Soak that in. God who spoke into existence a universe so vast that the Hubble telescope hasn't found the end of it, created you, and he cares deeply for you. He cares enough to ask Jesus to leave heaven, to die for you. Look up in wonder at God's creation and praise him that he has crowned you with glory through his son, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for the idea. Awesome. Mom, I would like to come to you next.
Is it me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm going to sing Because He Lives.
Amen.
All right.
Amen, Aretha.
God sent his son, they called him Jesus. He came to love, heal and forgive. He lived and died to buy my pardon. And every grace is there to prove my Savior lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future, and life is worth living just because joy he gives, the great of fields, the calmness you run. His child can face uncertainty day because he lives, because he lives. I can face tomorrow because he lives. All fear is gone because I know he holds the future, and life is worth living just because he lives. And then one day I'll cross the river. I fight life's final with war, with pain, and then I'll dare give way to victory. I see the light of glory, and I know he will. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future, and life is worth living just because he lives. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you for that, Mother. And I will go next. And first, I'm going to share a testimony. I don't know if you all are aware, but in early this summer in June, my son.
Blinked out.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you blinked out, so start over.
Thank you. I just have a testimony that I would like to share, and then I'm going to read from 138 because it's so consistent with that. I don't know if you all were aware, but in June of this year, my son was arrested and charged with some very serious felony charges, and it was all associated with poor decisions and poor friends that he was involved in. And I just wanted to let you all know that last Monday he was cleared of all charges, and you know it was nothing but God.
And I want
to say Psalms 138, praise the Lord with all your heart. With all my heart, I praise you, Lord. In the presence of angels, I sing your praises. I worship at your holy temple and praise you for your love and your faithfulness. You were true to your word and made yourself more famous than ever before. When I ask for your help, you answered my prayers and gave me courage. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Just some background noise, and I can't hear myself. Okay. I don't know where I was. When I asked for your help, you answered my prayer and gave me courage. All kings on this earth have heard your promises, Lord, and they will praise you. You are so famous that they will sing about the things you have done. Though you are above us all, you care for humble people, and you keep a close watch on everyone who is proud. I am surrounded by trouble, Lord, but you protect me against my angry enemies. With your own powerful arm, you keep me safe. You, Lord, will always treat me with kindness. Your love never fails. You have made us what we are, But don't give up on us now. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Lord.
Thank you.
All right. Well, I see Marie, would you have anything else to share?
I pass.
Okay. Pop?
Yes. My seven would be God love you.
Okay.
God love you.
Oh.
And all of us. The Lord had appeared to me saying, yes, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with love and kindness, I have drawn you. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, said the Lord. Though a peace and not a evil, to give you a future and a hope. I have loved you, said the Lord. As a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear him. Indeed, it was for my own peace that I had great bitterness, but you have lovely delivered my soul from the pit of corruption, for you have cast all my sins behind your back. And we have known and believed the love that God has for us. We love him because he first loved us. The Lord your God is your midst. Your Lord your God in your midst. The mighty one will say, he will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you in his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. How precious is your loving kindness, O God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, that pops. Awesome. Okay, and Auntie Betty.
Yes, I want to try the same. Silent night.
Amen.
Silent night. Holy night. All is calm. All is bright. Royal Virgin, Mother and Child, holy infant, so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace. Silent night, holy night, shepherd quake and I sigh, glorious sleep from heaven afar, heavenly Christ the Savior is born. Christ the Savior is born. Silent night, holy night, Son of God, love pure light. Holy faith.
Amen.
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 What a blessing.
Alrighty.
Okay, my Haley. Alright, that's all right.
Okay, well, before we say the closing prayer, I want to make sure, does anyone have anything else they would like to share?
Well, I just want to make sure that we call on Traveling Mercy. We still know there's people still traveling during this holiday season.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, well, I'll go ahead and say a closing prayer. It's out of Revelation, actually.
Oh,
I love one. Really, it's good. Okay. If you would please bow your heads. The Lord God, all-powerful, you have done great things and marvelous things. You are the ruler of all nations, and you do what is right and fair. Lord, who doesn't honor and praise your name, you alone are holy. And all nations will come and worship you because you have shown that you judge with fairness. So I thank everyone for attending tonight, and I want to bless all your families over this holiday season. And I say amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Angela?
Yeah, I'm here.
Next week, open session?
Yes.
Okay.
All righty.
Okay, you, okay. Everyone have a blessed week.
All right.
Love you all. Love you all. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year. Amen. Praise God. Amen.
Yeah.
Everyone have a blessed week. We love you all.
Love you.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye.